All right. I am Brad of the Bone, and welcome to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of all of my vinyl LPs from the 70s and 80s. However, today I am doing something different. Definitely different. I found a recording as a, as an old Jethro Tull fan. I found a recording, thanks to an old bike friend of mine who pointed it out to me. It's an aborted LP, actually. And it's actually called The Aborted Album. Right before A Passion Play by Jethro Tull, which I have done earlier on a Brad's Vinyl. You can check that out at radioforall.net. But this is Kill Radio right now, where we are going to be listening to this found recording, which I had never heard before. And perhaps many of you have never heard as well. It was billed as a double LP. The original concept was actually to make a double LP out of this to follow Thick as a Brick. And, oh gosh, Ian Anderson and the band, they messed around with it for a while, and he got frustrated and cut the whole thing and said, nah, can it, we're starting from scratch. So a couple of tracks actually survived. And you will recognize those. They appeared on a later LP called War Child. And let's get into this new idea here on Brad's Vinyl. It's not an LP, but it is a rare recording of Jethro Tull, an aborted LP, the Le Chateau de Harrisville Sessions. That's right, out of 1972 and 1973, right here on Brad's Vinyl. Let's get into it right now.
Thank you. long years of ancient time, stood alone, a friend of mine. Reflected by the ever-burning sigh of a god who happened by. And in the dawn there came the song, some sweet lady singing in his ear, "Your God has gone, and from now on you'll have to learn to hate the things you fear." We want to know, are we inside the womb of passion plays, and by righteousness consumed, or just in lush contentment of our souls? And so began the age of man, where they left his body in the sand. The glasses raised to a God on high, smiled upon them from the sky. So take the stage, spin down the ages, loose the passion, spill the rage upon your son, who holds the gun up to your head. The play's begun.
Then God the director smells a rat, pulls another rabbit from his hat, sniffs the air, and he says, "Well, that's that, I'm going." The actor's milling helplessly, the script is blowing out to sea, but what the hell, we didn't even pass an audition. You'll have to improvise. The words are written in the eyes of politicians who despise the funders. And so the play necessitates that all you boys participate in fierce competition to eliminate.
Legend Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone. 'Cause you were brave for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of the new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you feel you have to pray, looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of the new day. And as you cross the circle line, well, the ice will creep behind. You're a rabbit on the run, and the silver splendors fly in the corner of your eye, shining in the setting sun. Well, do you ever get the feeling that the story's too damn real and in the present tense? Everybody's on the stage, and it seems like you're the only person sitting in the audience. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of the new day. When the holy film director decides to take a look, refers to the pages of his holy book, sends the warm rain falling from the sky. If you've never been a sailor, better try. 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 Better try. you learn your lines today. Well, there is no rehearsal. The tickets have all been sold for tomorrow's matinee. There's a telegram from the writer, but there is no rehearsal. The electrician has been told to make the spotlights brighter. And as one seat in the circle, 500 million in the stalls. Simply everyone will be there, but the safety curtain falls. When the bomb that's in the dressing room blows the windows from their frames, and the prompter in his corner is sorry that he came.
There is one seat in the circle, 500 million in the stalls. Simply everyone will be there.
But the safety curtain falls when the bomb that's in the dressing room blows the windows from their frames, and the prompter in his corner is sorry that he came.
When the bomb that's in the dressing room blows the windows from their frames, and the prompter in his corner, sorry that he came. Did you learn your lines today? Well, that is no rehearsal. The interval will last until the ice cream lady melts away. The 12-piece orchestra are here, but that is no rehearsal. The first violinist's hands are chilled. He's gone deaf in both ears. Well, the scenery is colourful, but the paint is so damn thin. You see the wall behind is crumbling, and the stage door is bricked in. But the audience keep arriving until they're standing in the wings. And we take the final curtain call, and the ceiling crashes in.
Mm-hmm. stage right. Oh, when you might decide to while it's still time. Bet you wear the old god's horns, and you dance around the maypole while the vicar makes a toast to the pagan celebration and extends an invitation to us all, so you can save us when we fall. Whoa.
So, 25 minutes into it, we're going to split it up here because it's not an LP. It's just one long recording, 59 minutes, hour long. But we're going to split out the first seven tracks there. That was The Big Top, it started out with, moving into Scenario, then Audition. And you may recognize the opening there sounding a little bit similar to Passion Play. Track number four, Skating Away on the Thin Ice of the New Day. How about that? You recognize that one. Appearing on the War Child album a few years following Passion Play. And then moving into Sailor No Rehearsal and Left Right. And that concludes that portion of the show today on Brad's Final. So, the aborted album, Jethro Tull. No further chit-chat. Let's get on into side two right now.
Brainstorming, habit forming, battle warning, weary, winsome actor spewing, spineless chewing lines. The critics falling over to tell themselves he's boring and really not an awful lot of fun. Well, who the hell can he be when he's never had VD and he doesn't even sit on toilet seats? Court jesting, never resting, he must be very cunning to assume an air of dignity and bless us all with his oratory prowess, his lame brain and accent, his jumping in the air, and every night he is acts the same. And so it must be all a game of chess he's playing.
But you're, wrong, you're Steve. You see, it's only solitaire.
Thank you.
take off the black and white. It's your first night. The passion play gets in the way, spoils your insight. Tell me how the baby's made, how the lady's laid, why the old dogs howl with sadness.
Bloody footprint on the memory of last summer's trip to Europe.
Did you buy a passport from the Queen?
Sister's immaculate virginity wings away on the bony shoulder of a young horse named George, who stole surreptitiously into her geography revision.
The examining body examined her body.
We'll be right back.
screaming, begging in his waking dream, questioning who is God's favorite rock star this week, and will the front page take him?
The deadline for the headline is the breadline. We'll be right back.
The tiny ant leaves his tiny ant drops in the sand and makes his home inside a rusty watering can. Occasionally going out to look for bread and jam. He runs into a sparrow who hasn't eaten for a week, and later, quite contented, the sparrow cleans his beak, failing to notice pussycat who's come out to take a leak. Our cat partakes of dinner when a sudden kangaroo emerges from the undergrowth and asks to use the loo. Kangaroos aren't usually dangerous, but that would never do. My goodness, will you look at all the animals queuing on the stairs? Look at the animals in the zoo. How would you like to be one? They're waiting to use the lavatory and putting chewing gum in each other's heads. Look at the animals, look at you. Well, how would you like to free one? Good gracious, will you look at all the animals playing with their tools? Look at the animals, look at you. Well, how would you like to queer one? Flying from the chandeliers and treading in their elephantine stools. Look at the animals two by two. Aren't you glad to be one? This kangaroo's a lunatic, and his pouch is very full of pussycats and penguins who can't fly as a rule. But then neither could the pussycat, he never went to school. The kangaroo gets nervous when confronted by the size of an elephant named Simon, who is always telling lies. He swears he wears green corduroys and can button up his fly. Presently a fatter Simon's indigestion fails. He regurgitates the whole damn mess into an aluminium pail, and the tiny ant scuttles back inside his watering can, occasionally going out to look for bread and jam.
Woof, woof, woof.
The tiger flashes sharpened teeth. Bowler-hatted summer briefs beneath his pinstripe skin. To kill demands a business sense. Economy moves non-residents. Approaching from downwind. Being a tiger means you laugh whenever lesser tigers have to eat meat that's infected. Being a tiger means you mate when overfed will defecate in places least expected. A tiger means you must accept his promise of mutual trust and offer him your throat. Loving a tiger means you take second place to the cake you bake and with undying servile obedience keep the stiffly starched collar of his conference shirt spotless and remove daily the daubed bloody evidence of his dastardly misdeeds from the otherwise immaculate elegance of his pinstripe tiger coat. Period.
Hello, this is Law of the Bungle, Part 2. By the way, I'm Martin Barr, but sometimes I'm an owl, and my feathers are really smooth, and when I feel romantic, I like to dress up in men's clothing.
right. That's the end. I am Brad of the Bone. On Brad's Vinyl, you've been listening to Brad's Vinyl. And this discovered recording of Jethro Tull's aborted album. The aborted album, that was the second half of the recording, starting with a tune, one of the few tunes that was actually saved on it before the whole album was discarded. And it's called Only Solitaire. That's right, Only Solitaire appeared on the War Child LP later. Moving into Critique Oblique, and Critique Oblique you'll recognize definitely from same type of tune. They did save most of that and use it on Passion Play. Moving into Animalee, and Animalee, some acoustic guitar, Ian Anderson there. First Dance and Animalee Second Dance, and then Law of the Bungle, Part 1. And moving into Tiger Tune, Tiger Tune and Law of the Bungle, Part 2. Tiger Tune, again, you'll recognize that they saved a good portion of that as well. It sounds very much like the very beginning of the Passion Play LP that they saved later. So, the aborted album, lost recording by Jethro Tull, something I haven't done before on Brad's Vinyl, and I do have more Jethro Tull. Thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl. Hope you enjoyed today's rare recording. We'll talk to you next time.